The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. I hope everybody's doing great this weekend. I'm thrilled to have Helen Flynn from the Eric Stewart Group join me this morning. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Eric.
It's great to have you on the show. Welcome back from
Thank you so much.
Yes. You look well rested.
Thank you.
Helen is our top producer in Virginia. She's a machine. Folks, if you're looking for the best in real estate representation, call Helen today. Within the group, she is unbelievable. Not only is she great about selling homes, but she's great about giving counseling because she comes from a licensed clinical social worker background. So she'll have you on the couch telling you everything. Okay. Thank you, Helen, for joining us today. By the way, I have a little problem I want to tell you about.
Afterwards, Eric.
Okay. All right. Thank you. today, I'll be talking about why you can't sell your home. Okay. And I brought Helen in specifically because one of the challenges and one of the questions we keep getting here at the group is, when is the right time to make a price adjustment after you go on the market? And we'll get to that in just a moment with Helen's help. If you find a topic interesting and you've got questions, you can give us a call at 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. If the time's come to sell your property, call us today, and we'll gladly answer them right here on the show. Welcome now to the Pointing You Home segment of the Eric Stewart Show, a little bit later, Senior Solutions segment. If you've missed any show, look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Look us up, look up Pointing You Home, or look up Senior Solutions to find either segment of the show. And if you're on your computer, all you have to do is, guess what? Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. Helen.
Yes, sir.
You've taken a listing. It's gone on the market. At what point do you come back to your client and say, we need to address the price? And let me frame this in this way. There's the marketing of the house, which is selling the value, okay, which is where we oftentimes look first. There's pricing, which is adjusting the reflection of the price to the value of what you're offering. And sometimes the price has to be adjusted for good reason. How do you make the determination that the time has come?
It becomes pretty clear in the first 10 days to 2 weeks that the price may not be what the market is demanding at this point.
Okay, so why only 10 days to 2 weeks, Helen? Because at this time of year, I mean, I think a lot of sellers feel like, well, gosh, if it's only going to take 10 days or 2 weeks, wouldn't, you know, how is it we missed the price to begin with if it's that quick of an adjustment? That might be the question you would get from a seller. How would you respond?
I would respond by saying that it's a moving target. It's very difficult to pinpoint exactly the price that a market is willing to bear.
Okay. So now I would agree that the market is quick in the springtime. There's lots of traffic through. Recently, we've had 45, 50, 60 groups through our listings in just a week, week and a half. Now, with the coronavirus kind of complicating the considerations here, we've seen a little bit of a lull on some of our listings, but not all the listings. And so what if you've only had four or five people through in 10 days to 2 weeks? How would you address that? If the seller were to say, Helen, we've only had four or five people look at it, how is it time now to make the price adjustment? What would your response be?
There are three indicators to make a price adjustment. The first is you're not getting showings. The second is you're getting showings, but you're not getting second showings. And the third is if you're getting showings and you're not getting any offers mm-hmm. after that period of time.
I'll add a fourth to that, which is something we now track on all of our listings, is the online views. Okay, so if, as an interpretation, for instance, your property goes on the market, we post your property. This is just the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, how we handle it. We put your property on over 350 websites. So we have really no excuse for giving the information. We have done it from day one. We don't trickle our way through it. So buyers find the information. You're going to get a report on a weekly basis from us on where buyers have been seeing your property, which websites they're flowing through. And we average on new listings somewhere between 175 and 350 views, depending on the property, in the first week. If you have 175 people look at your property, granted, you've got, you know, your Uncle Louie and you got your Aunt Matilda and you got your kids, and maybe you've gone on there seven or eight times to check it out. Okay, fine. There's maybe like 30 to 40 discount out of that. But you have that many people looking online, they're finding your property, but if they don't actually come through, if you're on the market with no walkthroughs in the first week to 10 days, that's like, you know.
Red flag.
Right, you know. Get the nail ready for the coffin if you're not careful, because you've got to address the price at that point. And I'll speak specifically to our homeowners that are in areas where it's not necessarily every house is the same as the other houses in the neighborhood, where you might have an unusual home with some unusual benefits. It could be the price is the issue. I think one of the questions that I want to pose here is, if you're not selling your house, price is a consideration. And to Helen's point, if you're not getting any showings, or you're getting showings and no offers, and you're on the market in a market like it is right now, March, April, May, where there's lots of traffic, you probably should look at price and consider whether pricing is an issue. But it could also be the marketing. It's how you position the property. So have you checked your marketing is a key question we ask our sellers. Do you see anything wrong in what we're saying about your house? Because we go through with our clients listing the property, excellent photography, floor plan, and then our clients proof everything. So we feel pretty confident at the end of that first 10 days on the market. They know that we've done everything we can right because they said yes to everything we did. But if you're not sure if that's the case and you're unsure of what you're really getting, pretend you're a buyer, go on Zillow and see what you see when you look up your property. Look up other people's real estate. In fact, if you're interviewing real estate brokers and they say, oh yeah, we charge you X and we give you full service, take a look at the photos. Take a look at the floor plans. Take a look at the marketing specifics that they offer. That's really where the cost cutting comes in for discount brokers. They don't know, you know, they'll put the four P's together for real estate. You know what that is, Helen?
I do.
What are they?
You put the sign in the ground, you put a lockbox on the door, you put the listing in the computer, and then you pray.
That's right. That's right. So the basic four P's, okay, fine. All four of those things are basics, I think, that you do. You know, you pray, you put a lockbox on if the seller and you agree to that. You put a sign in the yard so people drive by and know that it's there. You put it into the multiple listing service. But it's how you disseminate information and the quality of the message that will drive traffic through the property combined with the proper pricing. The question is really, when is the time to make a price adjustment? It's March. You're in the, you know, third week of March here. And if you've been on the market for a month or 4 or 5 weeks, you know, at this point in the year, we would definitely recommend you address the price. And then what kind of a price adjustment makes the difference? If you've got no offers, it might be that the price range that you're in is off. Think of it this way. If your home is listed for $450,000 and you're getting no interest, then maybe your price is off by as much as $50,000. But the way to figure that out would be to adjust by approximately 5% to 4.25%. Think about how buyers look between 4 and 5 and between 3 and 4. That's a fulcrum number. 400 would be spot on to get both groups looking at the property, but you risk the potential of only getting the 4 when your house might be really worth 4.25. So if you're at 450, we would advise an adjustment to 425. If you're at 800,000, a 5% adjustment is $40,000. Ooh, that's a lot of money, Eric. Why would I adjust like that? Well, if you've been on the market for 4 weeks at 800,000 and there are no offers on the table, if you adjust by $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, do you think that's going to change the number of buyers that come through? Do you think it's going to change who finds your property? The difference between 780 and 8 isn't significant. If you're adjusting, you want to make it a significant enough adjustment to draw a new crop of buyers in so that you end up selling the property close to list price. Case in point, we had a listing for $700,000. We made the adjustment. We dropped it by 30. We sold at that 670 price. And the seller, of course, asked us the question, hey, Eric, if I make the adjustment, the buyer's definitely going to come in and offer us less than the adjusted price. And the answer is not necessarily. When you price right to the market where the true value is, buyers will respect that. And they'll very often make you an offer, which could be less to see what you're willing to do. But they'll recognize that the value is there. And in that case, once we made the adjustment from 7 to 670, we generated two offers and got our 670. Okay, so that's the answer. Then how do you figure out the timing to adjust? In the fall market, you do not have as many buyers, so we'll generally go a little bit longer before we make the determination because there's not the number of buyers and there are more listings to look at. So we might try something for 4 weeks then versus just a couple. I have homes on the market now. We have not adjusted the prices on some of those because the traffic flow has been significant and a unique selling proposition of those properties. One I mentioned last week that we put under contract at 570, we listed for 570. We started a higher number 4.5 months ago, made an adjustment after a couple months on the market, and then I told the seller, don't come off the 570 at this point. That's where the market should be. We kept getting offers at 5, 5.25, and I said, you know, we agreed that we might negotiate a little bit, but we didn't want to take less. Well, guess what's happened with the interest rates? We're now 3% fixed rates. Buyer comes in, falls in love with it. Their monthly mortgage payment on that 570 is $2,250 a month, less than their rental payment. And they get all the tax benefits. Hey, the time has come to sell. Call Helen and myself and our team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster today, right now. In fact, don't miss this opportunity unless you're walking into church. The toll-free number is 800-900-9104, whether it's in Virginia, Washington, D.C., or Maryland. We've just sold a lot of properties. We've got some new listings that have just gone on the market in Northern Virginia. I'm very excited to put those up. We just put a couple of properties under contract in D.C. and some in Maryland as well. Time has come. Now's the time to call. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me. We've got a lot of folks traveling because of maybe grandparents and grandkids traveling. You had an article this month about that.
That's correct. In our travel section, tips for grandparents traveling with their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. First of all, there are many, many companies out there, people know that now, both domestic and international trips designed for older adults with their children, anywhere from the age of 7 to 18. Mm-hmm. There's Disney has it, Smithsonian has it, Talk Tours, Road Scholar, all these kinds of groups we mentioned in our article. Something to keep in mind is you need to have some documents with you with your grandchildren. You should carry with you a notarized travel consent form, which is a letter of permission from the kid's parents that you have the right to be traveling with them.
Okay.
You need a medical consent form in case any emergency comes up, and you should bring copies of the insurance information as well. And if you're going abroad, depending on the age of the kid, you may need a passport for kids. Even an infant would need a passport. But if you're going to Mexico or Canada, Bermuda, some of those kinds of areas, all you need is a certified copy of their birth certificate.
Okay.
So a few of these kind of details are in the story. I recommend people take a look if they're going to go traveling
Sounds
with grandkids.
Sounds like a good story.
Thank
you.
Have a lot of fun.
TheBeaconNewspapers.com for more information. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Helen Flynn will be right back with me in a moment. We'll talk more about Senior Solutions coming up right here on The Eric Stewart Show. Don't go away.